He's going to come up talk to us here. He's got some guests. Ian, $650 raised for the Q's TLC Fund for Kids. No, you don't have to run for the microphone. I'm just throwing that out there. So, $650. Very nice. And thanks a lot for the tickets for the sold-out Whiskey Festival, the accommodations from Hotel Grand. Yeah, it becomes the theme song when we talk the Victoria Whiskey Festival. Ian Huey from the festival. Good to see you again, Ian.
Hey, it's good to be here, Ryan.
Yeah, the good news on the live rock auction, $650 every year. We get close to $1,000 for the Q's TLC Fund for Kids. Are you still on the board for that, for the TLC Fund for Kids?
No, I'm not. I never have been on the board. I just like giving money to it. Okay. To three different charities. That's the fun part of it all. Yeah. And I see that Bill Stafford bought it again. I think he won last year, and I remember seeing him. He's walking around like he had Christmas in the middle of January. He's pretty excited, so that's good.
Yeah, thanks, Bill Stafford. Checks and balances coming up with $650 for the Q's TLC Fund for Kids. Now, every year we get a chance to talk to you just before everything gets going. And, yeah. We hear from listeners that have never been to the Victoria Whiskey Festival. And this is a well-oiled machine after 11 years. But always, just as we get ready for the start of the festival, how do things look at Hotel Grand?
We are ready to go. Launching tonight, our first event. And I've got a guest here who we'll introduce you in a moment. But we have our first event tonight, and the Canadian Whiskey Awards are as well tonight. And then things are five events tomorrow night. And then what are we doing on Saturday? I think we're doing 38 or 39 events on Saturday. And then on Sunday night, there's a dinner. But yeah, we're ready to go. We've got a whole bunch of new people. First time that they've come to Victoria, come to the festival. And it's strange, Ryan. I was in Chicago, and I wasn't even talking to, I was talking to somebody just about something else, and he kind of heard what we were talking about, and festivaling, and he says he had heard about our festival in Chicago. And I didn't bring it up. It was just part of a conversation. So our brand, I guess, is reaching a little further than we know. I mean, every year there's an emergency room physician that flies in from New York for our festival.
Really?
Yeah, because he likes the style of our festival. He likes the vibe of it. He likes what we do with the master classes and the grand tastings and how we are a totally not-for-profit organization. Like, we give 100% of the net proceeds away, which is what we've done since year one, and what we do, we'll continue to do. It's we're not in it to make money. We're in it to introduce the people to whiskey and make some money and give it away and bring great people into town to talk about
and whiskey. This is done on a big scale, because I heard you talking about the master classes and say another festival you have eight.
Yeah.
And how many does the Victoria Whiskey Festival? Master classes is like in-depth.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Your brand ambassador, your master distiller, master blender, even the owners of the distilleries will come, and they'll present in a classroom style setting. And 1 hour, they'll give you a vertical of the product. Sometimes something very, very unique, something very, very expensive will be on the table. It provides you an opportunity for a lot more questions and answers and in-depth questions. And some of them get a little deep. They get into specific gravities and everything. And even the master blenders are kind of raising their eyebrows and thinking, boy, oh boy, this guy is really a whiskey nerd, which is okay, but I'm fine with it. But yeah, so we do 37 of these in one day.
37? Yeah. One day?
Yeah, and we do more than any other festival in the world in one day. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Tonight is the Canadian Whiskey Awards at Hotel Grand. And Davin DeCaramo?
DeCaramo.
Caramo. Hey, welcome. You're from
Ottawa.
Ottawa. So you have a little bit of jet lag, not as much as Dave Broom, who's come from London. the Canadian Whiskey Awards. How many whiskeys were juried for the 11th annual Victoria Whiskey Festival?
There were more than five dozen whiskeys entered in the awards. More than, I'm not going to say the exact number.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't do very well, and so they didn't, I don't want people to do backwards, count backwards and figure out which were good and which weren't.
Now, a whiskey that would not do well compared to a whiskey that the jury goes, wow, this is great stuff. What would be something down the lower end where you guys just say, next?
Well, you know, the thing is that people want to win when they enter an award. So they all enter their very best. But it's competition. And so there are some winners, and, you know, there are some that don't do as well. We didn't get anything that wasn't really quite drinkable. We got all good whiskeys, but, you know, as the quality of the competitors goes up, it becomes more and more difficult to get on the board.
You must have a very refined palate for this to be, you know, the head juror.
Well, I guess it all depends on what you mean by refined. I do enjoy my whiskey, and I do enjoy, you know, sussing out the nuances and so on, and I take my time. I enjoy whiskey, and I enjoy the Canadian Whiskey Awards.
Now, what's the buzz on Canadian whiskey? I know the buzz that I saw over the holidays was about Crown Royal and this, what's it called?
That Northern Harvest
Yes.
Rye. Yeah,
yes.
That's a very good whiskey. I really enjoy Crown Royal Northern Harvest Rye. It's, you know, quite popular. Of course, it's sold out everywhere. But I think we might have a little bit at the festival.
Well, Victoria liquor stores can't keep it on the shelf.
No, it's been selling quite well. But I tell you, you know, it's a great entry to Canadian whiskey because there are so many other Canadian whiskeys just as good as Northern Harvest Rye. Think something like Goodrum and Warts. Man, you taste that whiskey and you just want more and drink more and more. It's a beautifully synthesized whiskey, blended all the complexity, all the parts brought together. Think of something like Spectacular, like Weiser's Hopped. Dr. Don Livermore from Corby Distillers made this whiskey, and when it was all finished, he just put some Bravo hops in there just to kind of beef it up. Now, it's not bitter like the hops. When you boil hops, they become bitter, but if you just put the dry hops in and then pull them out again, it leaves more flavors like flowers and chocolates and things like this. It's gorgeous. So, yeah, there's some spectacular whiskeys out there. I think people are going to try Northern Harvest Rye, have a really good experience. And the third question I always get is, what else is there in Canada? And then I've got a great long list for them.
Well, you're Canadian Whiskey and Portable, Canadian Whiskey, the Portable Expert book. Does it work for somebody who's new to drinking whiskey, or the expert reads into it? You know, is this a book for everybody?
Well, I think it is a book for everybody. And now it focuses on Canadian whiskey, talks about the history of Canadian whiskey, how Canadian whiskey is made, where the different flavors come from, talks about each of the distilleries, a good detailed profile on each of the distilleries in Canada. It talks a bit about the future. But the book is written as if the person reading it has no previous exposure to whiskey. So you learn how whiskey is made, whiskey in general, where the flavors come from, how the whiskey is put together. And I think it's really a good, and a lot of my single malt scotch friends have read it and said, wow, I learned so much about whiskey, so much that applies to single malt scotch. So I think it's a good book for beginners. And for people who want a lot of detailed information about Canadian whiskey, yes, it's good for them as well. But I mean, the master, of course, is Dave Broom, whose book, the World Atlas of Whiskey, really covers everything, including Canadian whiskey. And, Dave's with us. So if somebody really wants to get into whiskey, start with the World Atlas of Whiskey by Dave Broom.
Well, the Canadian Whiskey Awards are tonight at the Hotel Grand, and the consumer tasting is Saturday. And we'll tell you how you can get a ride home from the Whiskey Festival in a second from the Q's TLC Fun for Kids. I'm going to be driving, Ian, and I've got a map of the Highlands. I'm not going to get lost this time. All right. We'll keep talking whiskey here, and we'll talk to our next guest, Dave Broom, all the way from London. More of the Victoria Whiskey Festival with the Q Afternoon Show. Hold on. And yesterday, our TLC Fun for Kids and playground equipment before school breakfast, things like that. A lot of proceeds going to these groups and kids in Greater Victoria. So a $650 auction with proceeds going to the Q's TLC Fund for Kids. We did that yesterday with thanks to Ian Huey and the Victoria Whiskey Festival. The consumer tasting tickets, two sold-out tickets, and hotel stay at the Hotel Grand. Thanks to the Hotel Grand for that, too. Dave Broom, we're just talking off-air here with Ian and Davin. Davin's been what, nine times now to the festival?
I might have been to all of them. I may have been to all of them. Yeah. I can't really remember.
It gets a bit vague, doesn't it? Whiskey Festival.
Yeah, it's Whiskey Festival. Come on.
It's the Canadian Whiskey Awards tonight. Well, when you come to the consumer tasting Saturday, you hear the buzz about the whiskeys that you must try. And the master classes happen all day. And, hey, welcome from London, Dave Broom. Not London, Ontario, London, England.
Hi. How you doing? It's good to be here.
This is your very, very first Victoria Whiskey Festival. You say it's been on your radar for quite a few years, and finally you get the nod. Dave,
exactly.
Go to Victoria.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly. Cleared my diary, came straight out. Yeah, so yeah, I'm very, very excited to be here. So,
how much pressure is Scotland facing from other producers of whiskey from around the world?
I think in terms of volume, it's not necessarily facing pressure. I think in terms of image, and other whiskies beginning to emerge, I think there's a kind of battle going on at that level. I mean, Scotch is just simply bigger in terms of volume, but I think in terms of, you know, the way that people are beginning to think about whiskey, not just coming from one particular country, I think that's where it's coming. I think Scotch is kind of going through a bit of an existential crisis, really. It doesn't quite understand what it is at the moment. Everybody else has kind of defined what they are, and Scotch is suddenly going, well, hang on a minute, now there's all these new kids in the block. What are we? So it's an interesting period. It's a really interesting period for whiskey.
It's a very complex drink, and I tell you, when you go to the Victoria Whiskey Festival, we get a chance to drive people home from the consumer tasting. We're the Q's designated driver squad. It's great to hear from attendees who have been several years, and then there's this whiskey everybody's talking about. And I remember a couple of years ago, everybody was talking about they tried this whiskey from India, mm-hmm. which to me, just I just didn't associate India and whiskey as such a complex entry into the world of whiskey.
They've been making whiskey for a long time. They don't a lot of the whiskey, which is called whiskey in India, is actually based in molasses, so it's actually technically rum rather than whiskey. But Amroot and another distillery called Paul John make whiskey out of cereal, out of barley. And the single malts are great, and because of the climate, they mature very quickly, but they mature into wonderful complex spirits. And it just kind of shows you that whiskey can really be made anywhere in the world, but the important thing is that you make it your own, so that Indian whiskey is like Indian whiskey, so Canadian whiskey is like Canadian, Japanese is like Japanese, and Scotch, despite its existential crisis, is Scotch.
How about in Japan and Taiwan? What, have they upped their game?
Have they upped their game? Yes. I think they have. I think what's fascinating about Japanese whiskey is that they're never completely satisfied with what they make. So they're always looking to improve and always looking to innovate. Some amazing things happening in Japan at the moment. A bit of a stock issue there. You know, they didn't make enough whiskey at the beginning of the century, so they're fairly tight and mature stock. But some amazing things coming out of there. Two distilleries in Taiwan now. Again, you know, subtropical maturation, so it's ready in 3 to 5 years, and really, really interesting stuff happening. But they're young, you know, so every cask they open, they're learning something new.
You're a columnist and a taster, and a scotchwhiskey.com, I guess that would be the website that you...
Yeah, I'm a chief engineer. I'm like Scotty on the bridge of the Enterprise. So yeah, I'm chief engineer on scotchwhiskey.com, which just deals with Scotch at the moment. Yeah, we launched that about 6 months ago. It's going pretty well.
I'm sure there's a lot of members of the whiskey clubs in Greater Victoria who had that bookmarked.
I would hope so. And if you don't, listeners, it's free. You know, I mean, you've got nothing to lose.
What countries should people be looking for great whiskey? You've written 12 books, so you've done a lot of research. Who should we be looking for?
Canada. Quite honestly, I would say Canada. I think Canada has got an incredible position of strength at the moment, because the stock issues in Japan, the stock issues in Scotch, there's the Irish Renaissance is taking off, but again, there's relatively low volumes there, and Canada's got volume and has got a fast developing premium sector. So I honestly think this country has got an incredible resource that ought to be seen around the world. As far as the kind of the new kids on the block, some very good stuff coming out of Sweden, some really interesting stuff coming out of France, and amazing whiskies coming out of the oldest distillery in England, which isn't that old, but there's some really interesting whiskies. I mean, there's 9 whiskey distilleries in England now. There's 2 in London. So things are just moving so fast. It's almost impossible to keep up, but, you know, I try.
Well, have fun tonight and for the rest of the weekend, Dave and Devin. Thanks for coming by. And Ian, you're going to be running off your feet. I won't get a chance to talk to you at the festival because somebody will be bending your ear over here to take care of this problem or that, smooth this out. But it's a well-run festival for sure.
Yeah, and once again, the Q's loyally been our media partner for years, and I hope that continues. I mean, this is fun, and your stories. After the festival, we'll have a chat because I'll be back with a check for the TLC fund, and we'll hear about your stories from the drives home, which are always entertaining.
Oh, it's great to talk to the attendees, and I like I said, I have GPS this year.
Okay, well, I'm very happy for you.
All right, the Victoria Whiskey Festival. Have fun this weekend. This is the Q Afternoon Show.